He's Mitch Ross. He's the founder of SWATS. SWATS stands for Sports with Alternatives to Steroids, which I think says it all right there. There's been massive confusion over the last week since VJ's admission and the tour's subsequent conversation about the deer antler spray. Mitch, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time to be on the show.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you. I see you were playing a song for me when I came on. That was a good song right there.
I completely agree with you. Stuff. Always good to have Rush on the show. Let's talk about SWATS. Obviously, the intention here is to provide supplements or treatments for folks.
Alternative, not treatments. Okay, alternative performance enhancers. You know, it's in the Mitchell Report in 2007. The end of it. You know, after the congressional hearings, the sports world wanted alternative performance enhancing things as well as education, and that's what I've been doing this since 2005, and I started in the golf world in about 2009. Andy Bean invited me in. He used some of what was known as the athletic performance chips and pain chips. He had some foot problems, and so they helped him, and then he brought me into Boca Raton. There's a tournament they have down there every year. He invited me down there. And we developed a relationship, and I started putting what is known as these chips on all the golfers. You name somebody, whether it's Fuzzy, Fred Funk, Bernhard Langer, Hal Sutton, Jim Thorpe, Jim Dent. And at that time, I was also putting this antler velvet into the hands of a lot of these golfers. I'm very well connected in the NFL long before that, and connected in college long before that. So that's kind of how it got started. Well, in 2010, Coach Hugh Jackson from the Baltimore Ravens went to the Raiders, and when he got his head coaching job, the NFL did their in-depth coverage on him, and they found out that he was an endorser of my company. Well, when they did their studies, they found out that one of my products, one of the nutritional facts, is that it has natural IGF-1 in it. Well, that is, quote unquote, considered to be banned, but only synthetic IGF-1 can be banned. Your body produces IGF-1 every single day, and it is also in food. It's in steak, it's in milk, it's in liver, it's in venison. So in all actuality, you cannot ban a natural occurring substance. They tried to do it in 1994 with a product called creatine. Creatine is produced every single day, 3 grams in the liver, as well as you get it from red meat. So that's kind of the picture of how I got to this point. After Hugh Jackson got the job, they then banned myself, my company, my antler velvet, and all the athletes. I had 4 NFL coaches and about 50 NFL players endorsements. And at that time, then antler velvet got on the map. And actually, I didn't know that in PGA, I think there's a green card and there's a drug, sheet that says the banned substance, and then there's a green card. And I knew nothing about the green card. And antler velvet is not on any banned substance list, NFL, Major League Baseball, but it is on the green card for the PGA. I did not know this, and neither did VJ, and that's kind of the story we're at here.
Well, obviously, there was Mark Calcavecchia's name kept coming up in this, and that the tour apparently went to him at some point in time and said,
"Well, I didn't even bring him up. I didn't even bring Mark right. up. I forgot. Yeah, Mark and I worked together all of 2000, 10, and he had a lot of issues with his ankle and his wrist and his back, and it's out there in a Yahoo Sports story what I did with Mark. And at that time, they told Mark to disassociate. I also forgot that I helped Ken Green come back and play his first tournament in Birmingham. I consulted him and worked with him for 3.5 to 4 months with a protocol like this that we're talking about, and he did go to Birmingham and play Rossbridge, and he told me when we first met that he would never be able to do that, and he did within 12 weeks.
Wow. We're talking to Mitch Ross. He is the founder of SWAT, Sports with Alternatives to Steroids. When you read the Sports Illustrated article that I guess is just hitting the shelves now, but obviously was made public last week, that started this whole firestorm, what was your reaction?
I had been catfished. They after that story broke, it's funny. I know it's embarrassing. If you met me, you'd be like, I can't believe they got this guy. But they did. What happened when all my endorsements got took down, they called me up and said, we want to test your spray. They had already done their homework on what I'd been doing in the NFL and Major League Baseball and motocross and the endorsements that I had in golf. I mean, and they said, we want to make this right. We want to go up against and challenge the NFL that has done this to you, that if this spray and these nutrients in this bottle are so good, then why is it banned? Well, I was all over that. That's a relationship I want. It's Sports Illustrated. Is there a bigger sports magazine?
No.
No.
Go ahead.
Well, so now I'm emotionally involved because, listen, I had great relationships with Fuzzy and Andy Bean and Jim Thorpe. I used to go to dinner with these guys and hang out with them on the golf course and all this stuff. Now, guess what? They don't even want to talk to me. Ken Green said, I misled him. I helped the guy, gave it to him. I flew down to Miami and met him. And so at that time, someone comes along and says, we're going to right the wrong. Well, I didn't do my homework on the two guys. I normally do my homework on everybody I work with. If I get a golfer, I Google them. I find out who they are. Well, these guys buy a bottle of spray. They have it tested. And they tell me, hey, it's all good. So then they start going into everything I'm doing. And I video. If you go to my website, you'll see 250 videos of people I work with, everybody from Bill Goldberg to Bob Sapp. There'll be some old golfing pictures of Bernhard and Andy Bean and all that stuff. Well, lo and behold, there's some other athletes I work with, and, they posted the story, and, I had no control when the story came out. I was working with VJ. VJ is the first athlete to purchase the entire protocol. It's in the book. And, I feel terrible. I'd like to apologize publicly to VJ right now. I've never developed anything that hurts athletes. Everything I do is to promote good health in a non-steroidal, natural, healthy way.
How surprised were you when you saw it? I mean, obviously, they turned the tables on you.
Well, when you open up the magazine, the first thing you're going to see is they took the label of one of my technologies and put on it snake oil for sale. And my 11-year-old daughter opens the book up. We get the book, and this is after the shocking that it came out when it did, to try to get one of the guys that I'm supposedly that I have been working with in the past for years and still have. And my daughter says, Daddy, that's not your label. What did they do to your label? So when you go get the magazine, you'll see I didn't sign up for what they did. These guys, what they did, man, was exactly a catfishing, a promise of a relationship, of a good thing, and then boom, doesn't exist. The good thing doesn't exist. It comes out, and it hurts people.
Let's talk about the actual ingredients. Tell us what would athletes use the spray for? What benefit do they get from it? In terms of their health,
recovery, energy, fat burning, building new cells per day, rejuvenation of the brain, better sleep, all around great benefit. I've had it reverse people's gray hair. There's a story out there that Markel Kavecki is in of a motocross guy used to get him rehabbed and get back on a dirt bike, where it actually helped his gums rebuild because he had been a tobacco dipper and his gums had receded, and this product helped this idea, the antler velvet. We want to call it antler velvet. And I have a doctor here in the near future. I'm doing some communications with HBO Real Sports and 60 Minutes and a few other shows that when I choose the medium I'm going to go to, that's going to reveal that all the science behind what I've been doing with concussions and head trauma with former football players such as Tony Dorsett, Joe Delamalur, Bill Goldberg, Keith Evans. I work with hundreds of athletes, sir.
I'm blown away by the whole thing. I was blown away by it last week. I feel terrible for VJ, who I've known for a long time.
What a great guy. And you know what? His work ethic. I've been out in the golf world, and there was two people whose work ethic was Bernhard Langer's, Fred Funk's, and they were at the verge for their age of overdoing it. And when I flew down to my Jacksonville to meet VJ, his goal was to become number one again. He doesn't want to play the senior tour. He had been shown what I was doing, and I went down and explained to him. Very forthright and honest. He's a very smart man. He eats grass-fed beef where he drinks. I mean, he does it all. And his work ethic, he's basically the Ray Lewis of golf with his work ethic. And, you know, this is all going to get turned around. The science that I have, this is too good a thing. And I'll be honest with you. I was out on the senior tour, and I'm not going to name the golfer. But there was a golfer out there who was addicted to Vicodin and would have, you know, these stumbling around and just, and that's legal. And we're talking about antler velvet here. Hey, look, don't fear the deer. This is for real. Do your homework, okay? Got all these golfers out here that want to play better golf. Go do your homework on what Swatch has done in the golf world and how I got endorsements from Bernhard Langer and Andy Bean and Jim Thorpe and my brain is going blank, but you can go check out the videos. There's probably 30 or 40 of them out there. Bruce Fleischer, Jim Dent, Mark Calcavecchi. I mean, these people, the thing I like about golf as opposed to football, those men are respectable and they're honest and they care about one another. It's a shame that we're at this point, but for some reason, golf decides to put antler velvet on their banned substance list. But guess what? If you got a prescription for Vicodin, you can get addicted to them and take as many as you want to stumble around the PGA golf course. And I find that very appalling, to be honest with you.
No, I understand. There's so many contradictions. If we wanted to spend the next 3 days talking about the problems with doping in general and the testing policies and all the international federations bumping into each other, we could certainly do that. I do want to ask you about the science involved in deer antler spray, or as you called it, deer velvet, because I think, like so many people, I had never even heard of this until a week ago, and I didn't know that deer antlers were the fastest growing thing on the planet.
It's the fastest growing antigen on the planet. And the nutrients, there's so many nutrients in it. There's IGF-1, IGF-2, lots of other growth factors, lots of minerals, lots of just nutrients that you can't get. And the science, here's the deal. You can go do your homework at my website, okay? I have a tablet I've developed, sir, that has antler velvet colostrum, which is another product made from cows. That also has IGF-1 in it. This tablet addresses your small intestines. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's going to blow your mind. You have a second brain, and that is your small intestines. You have more neurons and neurotransmitters in your small intestines than you do in your spine and your upper brain together. I have all the science, and for me to try to explain this to everybody over the first serious radio station, a radio conversation with you, you know, people are going, what is this guy talking about? You can go to my website, which is swatsedge.com, and if you'll click on the Ultimate Tab, TABS, or the Ultimate Spray, which is the spray they're talking about, and just do your homework and read up a little bit and see the science that I have behind there, you will go, okay, this makes sense. Okay, in the football world, we're reversing post-concussion syndrome. We're reversing sleep deprivation. These have been seen, okay? And I've got the world's number one doctor in this environment, shall we say, natural IGF-1, willing to go on one of these major networks since all this is broke and break all this science out there. And then these golfers and these ball players and everybody can question why a organization can make a decision that something that is so good for you be banned in its natural state. I am totally against synthetic use of any hormone, whether it's growth hormone, IGF-1, synthetic testosterone, anything. So we have to separate natural with synthetic. If this organization, the PGA at the tournaments, are serving the golfers steak and or milk, okay, liver,
sure,
venison, those products all have natural IGF-1 in them.
And I would imagine this is an area that you know quite a bit about. The testing that's available now in every major sport, including golf, is urine testing. It's my understanding that you can't even test for this without doing blood testing, and even then it may not be something that they're going to pick up. Is that accurate?
Oh, it's as accurate as can be. Number one, it's natural. How are they going to pick up natural? You can't ban it because your pituitary gland produces it every single day in the form of GH, growth hormone. It goes through your bloodstream, transfers into your liver, and then is converted to IGF-1. So in saying that, the only way they'll be able to ban natural IGF-1, in which they've done it in your sport, okay, in the antler velvet, would to be to remove the pituitary gland from every athlete's head. Have they truly banned? You laugh, but I'm as correct can be. Now, I've proved it in your golf world with working with a lot of your guys and helping them, shall we say, perform at a higher level utilizing this one technology along with the other technologies that I have. And it got so big that they shut it down, okay? And senior golf, you know, they've got a rigorous trail. They travel on Mondays. They practice on Tuesdays. They pro-am on Wednesdays. And if the tournament starts on Thursday, then they got Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday out on the golf tournament, and then they're back to traveling. And they've got no way to recover. And so I brought this in, and we were seeing great benefits. And then it's shut down by the powers that be because they haven't done their homework, and they haven't educated themselves. They just would rather just turn it off, but they'll turn a blind eye to all the pain medication and maybe other things that are going on. You know, it's just, I'm hoping with the relationships that I developed with those great men, the golfers whom I've had a great time to spend with, that when they hear this science and when they see this, they question their organization about sending someone like me away.
Well, is there an avenue for you to go have a conversation with not only the PGA Tour, but with other entities, the NFL or anyone else?
Absolutely. I'm trying to put that together. You know, like I said, HBO Real Sports, the 60 Minutes. I've got some pretty prominent athletes that are going to go on there. I deal with Bill Goldberg, the wrestler. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah.
He tore his bicep 5 weeks ago. Okay, I've been working with him for 9 months. He tore his bicep 5 weeks ago, and he's completely healed in 5 weeks. No operation. He's ready to go on TV, on any, you know, he doesn't care. I called him today. He said, this is ridiculous. You know, his exact words were, you know, the F word, them, because this is crazy. Now, in the football world, you have to understand, I have been working through coaches. I have been working with the best players in the world for years, and the Brett Favre, the Ray Lewis's, you name them, I have spent time or they have used my protocols. Now, that being said, it will come out, and if people will do their homework and find that there are ways to enhance and reverse aging, you know, slow down aging and speed up recovery naturally. That's what this is about. How many people have golfer's elbow or lower back issues in your sport, you know, or plantar fasciitis? These are things that I addressed in your sport in 2009 and 2010 and right at the beginning of 2011 before the story broke about the Oakland Raiders coach.
Before I let you go, Mitch, and we're talking to Mitch Ross. He's the founder of SWATS. This has not been called into question, and it's just a matter of curiosity. Explain what the chips are, because I do have sore feet. What are the chips? How do they benefit you when you put them in your soles?
Well, I have some insoles that we just developed, and it would be great for golf shoes. There's some video you can go see. But these chips basically turn the pain signal off to the brain. That allows the body to start reducing inflammation and then decrease pain and increase circulation. Okay? Now, if you go look up my golf chip times and the pain ships that I worked in the in your sport, you will be blown away at the people that have endorsed them. It works wonderfully. Nothing enters your body. You have to understand that everything is a frequency, and your body recognizes frequencies. And to be honest with you, the hero in your sport is Andy Bean. Andy Bean brought me in, and I'll be honest with you. Andy Bean told me when they banned this spray and they banned me, basically, he said, they're going to have to tell me why they banned it. They're going to have to give me a good reason why. And Andy is an avid fisherman and a hunter. So I believe this will come full circle in your sport, and I hope it does. There's an older golfer who just admitted to using antler velvet for 20 years in your sport. Can you remember his name?
I don't. I did see it, but I don't. I can't remember who that was.
Okay. Well, you probably need to just Google that real quick and let the name come out. He won the British Open in like 63 or 64. I cannot think of his name off the top of my head. He lives in New Zealand, and he has a deer farm. And this guy is a very well-respected golfer, and he's blown away that antler velvet is now banned. I wish you could find his name. If you'll Google it, it'll pop right up, and you really need to let your listeners know
it was,
that.
It was Bob Charles.
Bob Charles. Now, I've never heard of Bob Charles. Is Mr. Charles a respected man in your sport?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. 1963 British Open winner.
Hey, you didn't bat an eye. You didn't bat an eye. You absolutely. So now you're telling me a man that's absolutely respected and owns a deer antler, he owns his own farm to where he gets his own. He's been doing it for 20 years. He must know something. And from what I've told, he looks really good for his age. So, you know, the golfers, especially the ones out there on the tour who know me and have heard about all this, they really need to question this. You know, why is this? You know, where's your data? Show us what's wrong with it. You know, Mr. Ross has come out here with SWATs and shown us what's right with it. And apparently, honestly, I wouldn't be on the phone with you if something wasn't working, if something wasn't correct, because this wouldn't be out here and as big as it is. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, to me, the whole interesting, I don't understand the science of it. You know, I haven't seen, you have anecdotal evidence that it works. There's no question about that.
I've got science at the website. You go to the website. It's there. It's all in black and white. All you got to do. Go ahead.
I guess what I'm trying to wrap my brain around, and what I will definitely be on the phone in the morning trying to figure out, is what's wrong with it. Why is this particular substance in its natural form on the list? I'm curious, as I think our listeners are, as to why something that does occur in nature, something that you already ingest, you know, in other forms, why it would be illegal in this particular form, because I don't understand that.
Number one, they haven't defined the difference between synthetic and natural, sir. They're putting them both in the same category, and you cannot do that. Okay, there's no such way to take natural growth hormone. It doesn't exist. You'd have to take it from a human body, okay? So they've made a synthetic version of it, okay? So that one does need to be on there. And there is synthetic IGF-1, and it's out there. But this is natural, okay? This is like saying we're going to ban vitamin C. It's an enhancer. It enhances your immune system, okay? Or we're going to ban what's next? Protein. If you get too much protein, you're gonna have an edge because you've taken in too much protein. You've taken in 200 grams of protein a day, and we think that's too much. I mean, you know, this is where the fine line is. Either they want alternative performance enhancing, they want to fix the drug problem, or they just want to kind of rule and you know, this is our organization, and we can ban what we want to ban.
Well, it's certainly a very interesting conversation. There's no question about that, Mitch. Where do you hope to see this end? Well, I mean, obviously, you've been affected by it. Your business has been affected by it. I understand you had some threats, which is horrible to hear. When 6 months from now, what's a win for you?
When every organization adopts the SWAT alternative performance enhancing technologies, where the athletes are allowed to take care of their health and their bodies in a natural form where they can go to someone like me, a professional who's been doing this forever, and go, this is what you need to do to stay in the game longer, okay? This is what's good for you. This is what's bad for you, you know? And that will happen. It's going to happen because if the men, and especially in your sport, your sport, I'm going to say it again, I love going out there and meeting those golfers. They were very, football's not like that. Okay, football, they don't want to tell the other guy what they're doing. Okay, football, it's a selfish sport. When I went out there with Andy Bean, and next thing you know, Fuzzy, and next thing, it was like, hey, we're all one big happy family, and everybody wants to be out of pain, and everybody wants to feel good, and everybody wants to have energy. You know, Bruce Fleischer's a great guy. I mean, there's just so many people that I have relationships with, and, you know, they're all probably sitting there going, and I don't know what they're thinking. But the bottom line is, I came to do good, and God sent me to do good, and this will be vindicated because that's the way God does things.
Well, Mitch, I can't thank you enough for the time. It's been enlightening, and you're welcome back anytime.
Oh, look, why don't you do your homework in the morning, and why don't we go over this again? Because if you have specific questions that and once you educate yourself a little more, then maybe I can answer them. And maybe I don't even know who you are, no offense, but maybe
no.
You can help me. Maybe you can help me get to the right people. Along with the gentlemen behind me, maybe they'll be behind me once they figure this out. Because I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I think Mark Calcavecchia is probably, his health has probably been damaged since he couldn't continue using, because he was doing really, really well, when I was working with him. I haven't talked to him. These guys, it's like a ghost. It's like I've done something wrong, you know, but it hasn't. All I did was try to introduce them to a natural way to perform longer in their sport as they age.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fact that somehow it was banned and on the list, and in this day and age, and you have to admit it, you just as an athlete in any sport, you can't be associated with something that's on the banned substance list, because once your reputation is damaged as an athlete, that's what people are going to believe.
Well, and that's the thing. They're getting a bad rap for doing something right. They're not doing it the Lance Armstrong way, the Barry Bonds way, the Mark McGuire way, the Ben Johnson way. You know, these men are smart. The men of your sport, they're not dumb jocks. They're respectable men. And you know, they did their homework before they brought me out there, I promise you. And I hope some of them are listening, and I hope this gets to them. You know, I'm not very well versed in the golf world. You know, I come from football and bodybuilding, and I was a little rough in the edges out there. But I made a lot of contacts and friends, and they all know, they all experienced, and a lot of them gave endorsements. So I really thank you for your time. And please, if you can get you some terminology together and questions on the science that you'd like to ask me after you go to my website and do a little homework, you know, you want to go to swatsedge.com. You could also just go to golfchip.com. That's out there as well, and you can see some of the golfers that I worked with in 2009, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. I will, Mitch. I appreciate the time.
Can you tell me your name one more time, please?
John McGinnis. John McGinnis is my name. McGinnisontap.com. As a matter of fact, I will post this interview at McGinnisontap.com, and I'll send you a text. I have your phone number here with a link.
Do you tweet?
I do. At John McGinnis, I've been tweeting. I've been tweeting that you're on for the last hour.
Well, listen. Here's my Twitter at Swatch Team. Please do at Swatch Team and go ahead and start following me, and I'll start following you. And let's build a relationship, and let's change your sport like I'm going to be changing every other sport.
Well, I hope so. I mean, it's been very enlightening talking to you, and I wish you well.
Thank you. God bless you.